You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Earlier this week, Aotearoa Justice Watch released a report detailing numerous testimonies of abuse, discrimination and alleged violations of human rights within New Zealand's criminal justice system. Of the 62 submissions made between June 2022 and March 2024, 36 testimonies related to prisons, 20 to policing and 6 to both policing and prisons. Aotearoa Justice Watch is made up of Peoples Against Prisons, Aotearoa, Amnesty International, Aotearoa New Zealand, Just Speak, and the New Zealand Council for Civil Liberties. I spoke to senior campaigner at Amnesty International Aotearoa, David Vega, about the report and identifying areas for improvement in our criminal justice system. This is Aotearoa Justice Watch's first report. In detailing testimonies to individual experiences, how does it differ from other reports of police and prison treatment in Aotearoa and help us identify areas for improvement in the criminal justice system?
The Aotearoa Justice Watch is made up of People Against Prisons Aotearoa, Amnesty International Aotearoa New Zealand, and Just Speak and New Zealand Council for Civil Liberties. And this report is based on submissions we received from people who share their stories and experiences in the justice system. They share them anonymously. So back in 2022, when we launched Aotearoa Justice Watch, we saw that the formal complaint system was not working. People were worried to submit their complaints because they were worried of potential retaliation. People thought that their complaints were not heard and the staff didn't respond to their needs. So we saw the need of setting up this platform for sharing a space where people could share their stories safely. This report is a summary of allegations on issues in the prisons and policing system. And there is a set of issues that are in relation to systemic issues in the justice system.
What were some of the key themes heard in submissions to Aotearoa Justice Watch relating to incarceration?
Sure. We received a total of 62 complaints between 2022 until now, and the report divides between prisons and policing issues. The issues received in relation to the prison sector are issues with the internal complaint system, serious allegations of mistreatment and abuse during street and drop-down searches, as well as excessive use of force leading to injury, complaints around conditions of solitary confinement. People also express frustration that integrating treatment from staff, including verbal and physical abuse and harassment. Some submissions also describe the pain of being disconnected from panel. They were not able to arrange visits for panel to visit them when they were transferred to a prison far away from home. Also, there were complaints around serious shortfalls in their medical treatment. Staff were not providing the treatment they needed in prison. There were also issues around sexual violence. And in the policing area, there were complaints around police searches, particularly warrantless searches, as well as allegations of intimidation, harassment, and discrimination. Incidents of injury following police use of force, as well as threats of violence to force compliance.
And last year, the United Nations Committee Against Torture called out various human rights concerns relating to New Zealand's justice system. Based on these submissions and the UNCAT, do you have human rights concerns about our systems in Aotearoa?
We do. We have concerns about the justice system. The allegations included in these submissions really reflect issues that have been raised in the past, including, as you said, in the United Nations Committee Against Torture report, where they highlight the excessive use of various means of physical and or chemical restraint, issues to access a lawyer, denial of adequate time out of cell, insufficient mental health services support, lack of meaningful activities for people in prisons, understaffing in places of detention, disproportionate incarceration rate of Maori. But also issues that have been raised in the submission are similar to issues that have been included in other reports, including in 2023, the Office of the Ombudsman released two reports following inspections in Christchurch Women Prison and Wellington Arohata Prison, and they found a range of issues, including use of force were recorded, missing documentation, substandard reporting, lack of detail on how justified force was addressed. A report by the inspectorate published last year also found that likely people were subjected to solitary confinement that can have devastating effects in the long-term well-being. And this year, the inspectorate published a report on the denial of minimum entitlement at Auckland Prison. Correction officers were only unlocking prisoners from their cells for 1 hour a day, every second day, rather than every day as the law requires. And the submissions received in Outer Justice Watch, there were also concerns around the solitary confinement conditions.
And the four groups behind Aotearoa Justice Watch are calling for transformation across the criminal justice system. What do you propose this might look like?
We initially would like that these allegations are taken extremely seriously by both corrections and police. We would like greater transparency from both the police and prison systems, alongside with an urgent set of reforms to address the most harmful practices that are happening. And yes, we are calling for transformation across the criminal justice system. We would like that Aotearoa to have a different approach to criminal justice, one that fully upholds the Treaty of Waitangi and protects the human rights of all people. There is already research done on a potential different criminal justice than the one that we have, including work done under the Matikimai and Inaya Tonu.
And that's all I've got for today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to add that people can support Aotearoa Justice Watch. They can share the report with their network, but also if they have seen or they know people who have been in prison or experienced issues with police, they are welcome to go to our website, aotearoajusticewatch.org.nz, and make an anonymous submission online, or download the forms or request forms, printed forms, and we can post them for them to use it. And also, the form is open to people who have experienced abuse in other spaces, including the protest space, or even former or current corrections staff and police staff who would like to share concerns anonymously.
That was senior campaigner at Amnesty International Aotearoa, David Vega, speaking to me about a report by Aotearoa Justice Watch which detailed numerous testimonies of mistreatment in Aotearoa's criminal justice system. We'll be right back after a short break. Keep it on the beat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.